You go back and tell him to speak clear this time and do it now.
From the WGN studios.
Now, remember, you're all a big part of the show. We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Now let us imagine that you're in the middle of your program.
You must identify your station.
You might say
WGN.
Right here. Here.
Good afternoon, America.
Here.
Toyota has recalled 885,000 cars.
Whoops.
For the unlikely reason that spider webs could cause airbags to accidentally inflate and cause the driver to lose control at the wheel. Excellent Halloween promotion, Toyota! Cash-strapped Spanish researchers have admitted to using human bodies as crash test dummies.
This is a little humor.
The dummies were cadavers used at medical universities. I have an idea. How about convicted terrorists as crash test dummies?
Yes!
You're welcome. Facebook has removed a video of a woman in Mexico being beheaded by a masked man in broad daylight.
Nasty.
Facebook initially allowed such videos so its users could condemn the acts rather than celebrate them. Thank you, Facebook, for being my moral compass. I'm Gary Meyer, broadcasting from the Allstate Glass Box on your Blackhawks Nation mothership, the 720 Dreamliner, WGN, Chicago! Middle of the afternoon, the Dreamliner is up. Jim keeps keeping on for Tom Skilling. Is Tom back Monday?
No, he's back on Wednesday.
Wednesday of next week.
A week from today, yeah.
All right. I sent you a script earlier.
Yeah, I got it in my hand.
Okay, you have been applauding this city now for a week or so, and I thought, well, you should be the Tim Allard of the Chicago Commerce Committee.
But this is not all positive in this script.
Jimmy, hey, I got to tell like it is. So I thought, well, we'll try this and see how it sounds, and then I'll present your tape to City Hall, and maybe
I'm sure
you can become the spokesmodel for our city.
I can tell you a couple of lines won't get to City Hall.
Really? It's not for you to decide, Jimmy. You come in, you record, you get a check, you go home. That's all you have to do.
Oh, you're going to send me a check for this?
Yes, if you become the official spokesmodel.
Oh.
And I believe we have some music, don't we? Do we have some music to put underneath, Jimmy? Let's... All right, Jim, take one.
The cold, crisp... Wait a minute. I got to move my glasses down so I can see.
Jim Ramsey, Chicago promotion, take two.
The cold, crisp autumn air brushes against your face as you stroll down one of the most magnificent streets in the world, Michigan Avenue. People smile as they gaze into the windows of this upscale... Take three.
Jim Ramsey, Chicago... Okay. Promotion, take three.
People smile as they gaze into the windows of the upscale retailers and inhale air that smells like the top of a newborn baby's head. The pace is whatever you want it to be. The restaurants are inviting and plentiful with whatever cuisine suits your fancy. Look up and see four of the tallest buildings in the world, silhouetted.
Jim Ramsey... Chicago promotion, take four.
You are entering level four of discomfort.
I'm going to turn the computer off on that one because it's going to act up.
Okay.
All right, take four.
Look up and see four of the tallest buildings in the world, silhouetted. Why can't I say silhouetted?
Jim Ramsey, Chicago is beautiful, take five.
Okay. Look up and see four of the tallest buildings in the world, silhouetted against a cobalt blue sky. Chicago, a world-class city, where parking will set you back $30 for 2 hours, and a 10% sales tax will knife deep into your pocket if you rack up substantial purchases. Welcome to the city of friendly people and accessible mass transit. Murders are tucked away in those neighborhoods. Not to worry, if religion is your bag, we've got you covered with over 3,000 houses of worship. Head down to the lake and take in the stretch of beaches. Yes, beaches in an urban setting. On one of the Great Lakes. Linger in one of our beautiful parks or stroll down State Street, that great street made famous in song. But remember to leave before it gets dark, because you just don't know what can happen in the Windy City.
Now, all kidding aside, which is hard for me to do, there's something there, and I think you should pursue this, Jim.
Yeah,
because
right.
You have the love of the city. And
I love the city.
If you just presented that without all my shenanigans in there, maybe they'd bite, because that's what Tim Allen has done for Michigan.
You know, I like what I'm doing. You know, really. And I get to do it in this
okay,
city.
Jim,
I love this
Jim,
city. Yeah.
I don't know if you've been reading the papers, because they're going out of business. They're saying we're going out of business. So we got to stay a step ahead of the flames. You got to have a lot of irons in the fire as they throw
Shore Drive,
like
we
this.
Behold what is known as the Gold Coast,
yeah.
So-called because of the wealth that is said to be represented by the people who live in this exclusive section of the city.
Really?
That's from 1948. I think it's time to update and get a fresh coat of paint on this town. I know that guy on Channel 11, Jeffrey Bear, he pumps it up, but I think you've got more gravitas.
Me?
Yeah, I think a Jim Ramsey on this would be the ticket. All right.
Yeah.
That was very nice. I like that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Jim, hang on.
I'm here.
Boy, this morning, cold? How cold was it? You'll find out right after these on WGN. This morning, I was raking apples, and Raking apples, and my fingers and toes, after about an hour, were so cold. It was like mid-December. Frost everywhere.
Yeah,
we killed some bugs last night, which was nice.
You probably need to wear gloves and boots.
Do you think they felt it coming?
Yeah.
These bugs are going around. Wow, we've had such a nice fall. And then, my God, we're dead.
Yeah, that took care of the mosquitoes and took care of a lot of those little pests.
How cold did it get?
32, I think, was the lowest temperature I saw at O'Hare. That was up 3 degrees from the previous night. But we're still cold. I mean, it's still, I think it's 46 right now at O'Hare, which actually is about what it should be tomorrow, maybe a little warmer tomorrow.
Normal high for this time is?
It's about 60.
Yeah, we're off the mark a bit.
Yeah.
So for the next 5-7 days, what do you want to give us?
Okay, well, we've got no precip coming other than maybe a flurry tonight. We've got a lot of clouds up there that pushed in. We've got these little disturbances in the upper air wind flow, and they keep coming through here, but they're not going to do anything other than maybe produce a sprinkle or a little flurry. It's not a big deal. And then for tomorrow, high temperature again, mid to upper 40s, partly cloudy. Friday, much the same. Saturday, we could top 50 on Saturday. Mostly cloudy skies. Sunday, high of 49, little cooler, mostly sunny. Monday, clouds will begin increasing in advance of a pretty interesting rain system that will affect us Monday evening and then into Tuesday and maybe even next Wednesday. Currently, it's 46 at O'Hare and 44 at Midway and the lakefront. The winds are from the west at 17 miles an hour with gusts to 23. Gary?
All right. I don't know if I believe this story. A surfer in Hawaii has survived being attacked by a shark after...
I believe it.
Well, listen to this part. After grabbing its fin and repeatedly punching the fish in the head. Of course, there probably weren't any witnesses. This guy will be at a bar. Yeah, I punched it in the face. Jeff Horton was surfing.
Yeah.
When a fin was spotted in the water, 20 minutes later, he was sitting on his surfboard with his legs dangling in the water, and he spotted the dark shape approaching. Initially, he thought it was a stingray, but he pulled his legs out of the water as the tiger shark bit into his surfboard. He fell into the water, and he was holding onto the shark with one hand and repeatedly punched it as hard as he could.
For no particular reason?
Well, he said... The shark was on top of his board now.
Ah, okay.
He said, I finally got one punch into the eye. I put some really good hits on it, for sure. All right? Beat the hell out of that shark, man. It was only after his... Listen to this. It was only after his knuckle jammed into the shark's eye that it spat out his surfboard and swam away.
That's crazy.
I don't believe a word of it.
Nah.
Yeah, my fist jammed in his eye. All right? He ain't coming around here anymore. I showed him.
You ever seen a tiger shark?
I'll tell you. What?
You ever seen a tiger shark?
I don't know. What does it look like?
Well, it looks like most sharks, but they grow huge. I mean, they're 1,200 pounds or something. The record, 1,300 pounds.
They have
You'd
one
have to
over
get somebody
the...
check that out, but it's a big shark.
They have one over at the shed? If they have, then I've seen it.
That I don't know. I know in South Carolina, in one of the coastal areas, there's a pier that, in order to access the pier, I hope it's still there, was the jaw of a tiger shark that you could walk through to get onto the pier. Wow. Let's see, what beach? Cherry Grove was the beach, I think. The world record was caught right off the coast there. I don't know if that's the same fish that they got the jaw from.
Yeah, but, I don't understand what the problem is here, what this guy's complaining about. That's where the shark lives, and too bad for you if you don't make it back to shore in one piece.
Yeah.
Did you see the movie where the girl, what was left of her, they could put in a little plastic bin, and then what's-his-name pulls the sheet off? He gasps. Dreyfus? Oh, my, he couldn't even believe it.
Jaws.
And this guy was used to seeing stuff like that, and then he did the autopsy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What more do you need to know?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, sharks sharks are hungry, too.
And then that scene where that guy's leg drops to the bottom of the water there after it was severed.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to see. I was done.
Yeah.
I'll stay by the pool.
Well, you know, there's a lot of sharks that really don't do you any damage.
Okay.
Little sand sharks and things.
That's probably in your favor. The odds are mostly in your favor. Go ahead, but I don't want to hear about you being attacked and, oh, my God, my leg is missing.
Well, it strikes me as, you know, you shouldn't go in places where there are prevalent shark attacks. But, you know, as long as you stay in the ocean up to your waist, you're generally okay. I guess they could get into shallow water sometime.
I'm more concerned with Somali pirates after seeing that movie. Phil?
Yeah. Hi, Phil.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
Pick one.
Let's go with afternoon.
Okay.
Just a testament to the power and strength of a shark. We were down in Florida 2 years ago, about 5 miles out into the Gulf, and we hooked into a 2-foot shark. 2 feet.
Yeah.
That's all this thing was. And we hauled it up into the boat. We threw a towel around it to hang onto it and get the hook out of its mouth. I'm 275 pounds, 6 feet tall. I couldn't hold this thing still.
Wow.
And did you get the hook out?
With it. We did, and we threw it overboard back to where it belongs. But again, I mean, I'm not a little guy. I'm not weak. I was holding on to this thing as hard as I could.
Was that a hammerhead?
Hold it. No, it was I think they called it a nurse shark or something like that.
Oh, okay. I know what that is.
Is there a Phillips head?
Well, honestly, a hammerhead shark looks like it belongs on another planet, if you've ever looked at one of those.
Think about this. If you are now unable to breathe and you have a hook in your mouth, I think all the adrenaline and strength you have is going to manifest itself.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Suddenly you can't breathe. You got a hook in your mouth. You know it might be over. You're going to give it all you got.
You know, I got a... I got a fish hook in my left thumb about 6-8 weeks ago. And that was a fairly painful thing to extract.
Were you fishing?
Yes.
You were? Because sometimes I picture you in your backyard casting.
Well, listen, what I did was I caught about a 2-pound bass. And I caught it on a lure with 3 sets of treble hooks, which are hooks with 3 little barbs on it. But I hooked him in the gill, and I wanted to release him. So what I did was try to gingerly take this hook out of his gill. And he had a little too much punch in his wiggle and threw one of the trebles into my thumb. Now, he's still hooked to me. So I thought I was going to be going to the emergency room holding this fish. I said, no, that'll end up on eBay or YouTube, I guess.
No, eBay.
Yeah,
your thumb for sale on eBay.
I'm thinking YouTube. And I said, I got to get this fish off. Well, I finally very carefully unhooked him. And he's bucking all the time, and I throw him back in the water, and then I clip it. This is a true story. Clip the hook around.
Hold on, we're building, and
to take it out, they had to push it all the way through and pull it up the other side and cut the barb off and pull it out.
Jeez. You know they have fish still at Dominic's before they close. On a bed of ice, your thumbs are still intact when you leave. All right, Jim, I got to run. I'll talk to you at 6.
I can't wait.
WGN. Gary Meyer, and you can text me at 24-720. I think I heard Dave Kaplan say that he's calling for a long-term extension to Jay Cutler's contract. He's going to talk about that tonight. I don't know about that. I think you want to wait.
You get him cheap. Well, now he's damaged goods.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because this way, if he has a really good season, then he's going to want $10 million.
Okay, but
so now you got him where he's kind of needs. Who's going to hire him?
Has he done a full season since he started?
I don't think he has.
Yeah, he's kind of got that Jim McMahon shuffle, because Jim McMahon never really did a full season, although he squeezed a Super Bowl out of him. But this is concerning now. But D. Kaplan runs it down after 7 o'clock. You remember that attack in New York a few weeks ago, the bikers that attacked the guy in the SUV, and then when the video went viral, people started to ramp up their security measures. And case in point, in Texas, there's a company called Texas Armoring Corporation. Their phone has been ringing off the hook since that video went viral. And now they are offering to trick up your vehicle with reinforced glass, because you saw on the video the helmet smashing through the glass on the SUV. And now with what they do, you can't do that. In fact, they tested the glass, and the helmet that they used broke apart, smashing on the window.
You know, I think 60 Minutes did a story on, if not them, another outfit like that a few years ago. Have you ever seen that?
Well, yeah, that was mostly for, drug kingpins and
right.
diplomats and presidents and kings and things.
Not families of four.
Families of four. Usually we're not worrying too much about that, but now we have to. They also offer electric door handles. That's nice. You grab those, you get a shock. Road tax systems and smoke systems. This is like a James Bond car now.
So smoke would come outside?
Apparently in road tax, you just open a slot and cool. It throws the tacks down and they get flat tires.
No cannon.
You know how many people screw up on their own car alarms? Can you imagine how many people would end up shocking themselves with electric
safe than
door
sorry.
Shooting smoke at people.
The security and defensive options are plenty, with a basic package starting at $35,000. That's where we're going right now. We're becoming Road Warrior, or Return to Thunderdome if you prefer that one. Greg?
Yes.
Or Mad Max. I don't know which one of the series you like best. Greg?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just called about the, you might be done with this, the tiger shark story. They're called tiger sharks because of the fine lines. They actually have stripes like a tiger. But a tiger shark, just like a bull shark, is very, very aggressive, much more so than a great white shark. Great white shark might kill you. But it does it because it's trying to grab you like you're a seal. Once it realizes you're not a seal, it typically lets you go, but it's already done its damage, as opposed to a tiger or a bull shark will continue eating no matter what the heck you are.
I think the fish are now going, okay, you think the hook in the mouth, the hook and release, you think that feels good. How about this? We clamp our jaw down on you, and then we release you. Go ahead. Doesn't hurt, does it?
And the thrasher shark is no comparison to a tiger shark. That guy's story, he's not going to jump on a 12-foot tiger shark and punch it in the head, I promise you that.
I'd like to see if there were any witnesses, because so far I'm just seeing this guy's story out of Hawaii. This guy was out on a surfboard, a shark goes after him, and he said he punched it in the eye and it swam away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if it's not a huge shark, it will stun a shark. They're typically not, although, you know, their prey ranges from seals to walruses to all kinds of stuff, which can actually thrash and cause damage. So, yeah, but it is a very aggressive, very non-discriminating diner, I guess you could say.
All right. Stay by the pool. That has to hurt, too. Even if you did punch it, that has to hurt, because it seems like it would be pretty solid. Their eyes look like they'd be big marble types. Eyes.
And they
sort solid
of go up into their heads, too, when they open their mouths and everything.
Just, I don't need that. See that eye for the rest of my life? I got doll's eyes. They're like, I got to get that passage from Jaws. See if you can find that, Craig. They're like doll's eyes. 1,500 of us went into the ocean.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, that's all I can remember from that, but that's a nice little soliloquy he does. About
I'll catch him for you.
Being in that war scene, and then the sharks and the men, and
Robert, remember when he gets bit?
Black.
Remember when he gets
black.
Bit at the end?
Oh, yeah. That was
bleeding.
Well, now when you see it, you can almost see the batteries in the shark.
Yeah, it really does look very fake.
It is. That's because it is.
Well, but I know. But back then, you were like, this is movie magic.
Kept me out of Lake Mantino all summer.
Yeah, that pretty much did it. They found that everybody stayed on shore, at least that whole summer. And why not? Because we didn't know. We never knew sharks were in the ocean before that.
Well, it's still dangerous.
Plus, that was the first big block. That was the first movie to be called a blockbuster. $100 million, I believe, first one, and that's where we get blockbuster to this very day, from that mid 1970s movie. And Spielberg was only in his 20s when he made it. Too bad he never followed up with anything, and never heard from him again.
Kind of a flash in the pan.
He really didn't have anything else. 312-981-7200. Scott Stantis will be in after the 5 o'clock news to look at some of the captions you've sent on the cartoon that has no caption. It's in today's paper, the Tribune. And as mentioned on this program, he usually does political cartoons, but every now and then he steps away, and this one looks like it's a step away. Although some of the captions I have brush up against some political message. And I'll read a few of those with Scott after 5 o'clock. It's a giant bear with a Cutler jersey on crutches, and one of his feet is in a cast, and then there are two guys in a bush right behind him. One of the guys has a rifle, and you can see the one guy saying something to the other hunter, and that's where you work from. And three people will get the new Gary Meyer hoodie, the top three, and then two beyond that will get one of the Tree Time Christmas trees, a desktop tree that has the colors of a favorite, I think, your favorite hockey team, black and red with the lights embedded. It's nice for the holidays and reminds you of a great hockey team out there. Blackhawks won last night again in a shootout. That's fine. It still counts. And they're still looking good, even after that exhaustive season last year.
I think they're 5-1-2.
Sounds good. Yeah. That sounds good. And I'm back at the United Center next month, and hopefully I can add on to my – not that I have anything to do with it, but I like having something to do with it. 22. 2 and 3.
22.
That's nice. This is WGN.